With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monades. The federal government this week rejected Montana's request to further delay implementation of the Real ID Act. Edward O'Brien has the story.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox once said the Real ID Act threatened to create an Orwellian national ID system. His spokesman, Eric Sell, predicts one of two options could play out now that the Department of Homeland Security has ruled Montana must comply with the law.
It would take a fix by the legislature to change the law to allow the Department of Justice to modify driver's licenses to come into compliance with the Real ID Act, or it would take an act of Congress to repeal or modify Real ID to allow Montana to come into compliance.
Montana lawmakers in 2007 drew a hard line against Real ID, describing it as a federal overreach that put personal information at risk. State Attorney General spokesman Eric Sell says compliance with the law could prove to be expensive for Montana.
That would require a significant amount of resources for the Department of Justice Motor Vehicle Division to create a database that would allow collection of this information to come into compliance with Real ID requirements.
Federal officials say starting January 30th, Montana residents won't be able to use their driver's licenses to access military bases, power plants, and federal facilities. Unless the state complies with Real ID, Montanans will need another form of ID to board commercial flights in 2018. Montana's entire congressional delegation, as well as Governor Steve Bullock, say the licenses are secure as is. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education says UM needs to further reduce its faculty and staff numbers to match its lower enrollment numbers. Commissioner Clayton Christian tells the Missoulian that while the university budget as a whole is sound, the student-to-faculty and student-to-staff ratios don't leave much room for spending on other needs. The commissioner's office says UM is spending more than 80% of its budget on personnel, compared to university system average of 68%. UM Director of Communications Paula Short.
It is something that we need to work to, but realistically, it will take likely several years to get to that point. At the same time, remember, this whole situation is somewhat in flux because if we get more students and our enrollment goes up, I mean, some of those things affect that.
Deputy Commissioner Kevin McRae says if UM doesn't evaluate its priorities and shift spending, the commissioner's office will have to take action. UM President Royce Engstrom addressed the Missoula article today in an email to the university community and says, quote, "Tuition revenue is running significantly ahead of the budget projection, and the implication that jobs are threatened in some immediate sense is simply wrong," end quote. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices says state wildlife officials violated ethics laws by allowing the Montana Trappers Association to use state equipment to campaign against a ballot measure in 2014. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell today fined Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks $500 for each of the three violations the commissioner's hearing officer found. FWP spokesman Ron Eisheim says the agency will contest the commissioner's ruling in court. A 13-year-old girl has denied arson and other charges filed after a fire that caused up to $1 million in damages at Helena High School. The Independent Record reports the girl appeared in youth court yesterday. Her trial is set for March 6. Court records say the girl acknowledged setting a mop on fire in a janitor's closet and setting posters on fire in a classroom on November 7th. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monades.
I'm Cole Grant. Donald Trump's election has proven to be a windfall of sorts for the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana. Kylene Marshall is the organization's Director of Philanthropy and Strategic Initiatives.
So in the first week post-election, we saw over 100 Montanans make their first ever gift to the ACLU, which is phenomenal. That is not by any means a normal week for us.
Marshall can't even access second week post-election donation totals because tallying efforts cannot keep pace with the rate of giving. Caitlin Borgman is ACLU of Montana's executive director.
There's no doubt that this is directly related to the election of Donald Trump.
Borgman says President-elect Trump's campaign positions, while frequently vague, could potentially
affect immigrants, refugees, use of torture techniques, positions on First Amendment and freedom of the press, and a woman's right to choose, all of which are core issues that the ACLU works on.
ACLU of Montana also reports an 11% spike in Facebook friend requests over the past 2 weeks. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say the wolf hunting limit has been reached in areas north of Yellowstone National Park after hunters killed two of the predators. FWP officials said wolf hunting in Southern Park County will be closed after sunset today. Two areas near Yellowstone and a third near Glacier National Park are the only places in Montana with limits to the number of wolves that can be killed during hunting season. Preliminary testing has indicated that an aquatic invasive species may have moved into the Missouri River. The Daily Interlake reports that additional lab work is needed to confirm the detection, but preliminary results from a water sample taken south of Townsend may indicate that there are mussel larvae south of Canyon Ferry Reservoir in the Missouri River. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Park spokesman Greg Lemon said Monday that additional testing is needed to confirm whether the larvae were from zebra or quagga mussels. Those two species of invasive mussel are known to aggressively multiply, causing costly damage to aquatic ecosystems and infrastructure. The finding comes after mussel larvae were confirmed for the first time in Montana waters at Tiber Reservoir 2 weeks ago. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.